Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moves in the morning and all day.
Triple M. Triple M.
Now, some people may not have heard of this, and if you're on Facebook trying to get your news, you probably definitely haven't heard of this, but a bit of an internal crisis going on at Facebook at the moment. What's happening? What are the employees really annoyed about?
Okay, so it came from when Trump did his tweets a couple of days ago, which was about when the looting starts, the shooting starts, which a lot of people interpret as, inciting forms of violence. And if you look at the, differences in reactions, Twitter put some a statement around that saying, we believe it's in the public interest to know this. However, this is glorifying violence and so on. So it was making it clear it had some reservations about it. Facebook did not put any reservations around it, nor are there other tweets that went out which apparently carried misinformation about voting and a range of things. So what we saw, now in any situation, sometimes you see employees speaking up a little bit publicly, but this has been quite a large volume. So I'll just give you a couple of examples. So apart from publicly, Facebook employees publicly saying this is not right, they had a virtual walkout where they just all went off the job for an hour or so. A couple of people have resigned, and one of their former executives, their former communications executive, Barry Schnitt, posted something that said, Facebook believes in free speech, but it pursues profit and cowardice. So there's some pretty powerful stuff coming out.
Well, the mission, Facebook's mission, and I'm not sure if many people would actually know this, but their mission statement is give people the power to build community and bring the world closer together. I would say, and I think a lot of people would say, at the moment with what's going on around the world, there's a lot of negativity on Facebook, and I don't think it's meeting those principles. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. And the question is sometimes around, not so much to the letter of the law, are they meeting that? Because a lot of these things are subjective.
Yeah.
But it's the perceptions people have. Like, it's their employees, it's you and I as users of their service, and ultimately their advertisers. It's how we perceive what they're doing sometimes can be more important than what they're actually doing, although in this case it seems like what they're actually doing is not really meeting their purpose at all.
Well, Facebook has sort of been criticised a lot about, being very slow to act on a lot of things. And I've seen a few documentaries sort of when they go behind the scene and meeting the people that actually have to watch and go through the flag content. And it's pretty horrific, some of the stuff that the people have to sit through and watch. And, Facebook's been criticised a lot for being slow in acting on content. The live streams have had some horrendous things go up. What do you think they can do better, Phil?
I think they're in a real bind. They've got to work out a way to do this better. I don't have the solution. As you mentioned, some of those are the people watching content that is flagged as suspect. They end up with PTSD themselves. And, that's a very poor outcome. But they're in this bind where half the world is saying, well, they're a media company and they should be treated and regulated like a media company. And they're trying to say, look, we're just a platform, a conduit for people to give free speech. Now, so what does this mean for them, though? That's the bigger question. I think it means they can pursue short-term strategies and say, no, this is all fine. But if they're marginalising large groups, employees and users, then over time that's going to catch up with them. So, I've seen this happen with a lot of businesses. If they're not really clear on their purpose or they're not consistently living up to their purpose, then is it going to be weeks or months or a year or 3 years, 5 years, they're going to find themselves over that period of time finding an erosion in the belief in their business. It doesn't mean they collapse, but it means the people working there and the people dealing with them aren't going to put in as much effort. They're not going to be so positive about them. They're not going to be as creative. Mm. And, this is a tech company that relies on very creative people, people who are very alert to, gender issues, race issues, and so on. So it's a strange game to play for mine.
And we know that the dollars are in the young people. It seems like a lot of young people are jumping ship from Facebook. They're going to new things like TikTok and whatnot. Is Facebook just going to be for all us post-35 people sitting around complaining about things? Or what can they do to reinvigorate it?
Well, I would say I've got children who are late teens. Yeah. They moved on from Facebook probably a year ago, and you know they're bagging me out. Oh, Dad, you're still on Facebook, and I'm saying, what's that thing you're using? I've never heard of that before. Yeah, so I believe the demographics shifted, although their acquisition of Instagram, that's certainly a young person's platform. So they've diversified their business in probably a reasonably smart way. So maybe what we're saying is Facebook is not the growth engine for them anymore. It's going to be these other services they've acquired.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We've got to keep a good eye on it. Phil Preston, expert in aligning business profit with social purpose. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.